Pakistan dispatched a pro-Taliban cleric to talk peace with militants in the former tourist haven of Swat Valley today, a day after it agreed to a truce with the extremists and pledged to implement Islamic law in the region as part of a widely criticized deal. A U.S. defense official called the agreement a negative development, and a Pakistani civil rights activist dubbed it a surrender to militants believed to control up to 80% of the Swat Valley.
But several Swat residents welcomed the prospect of peace after more than a year of fighting that has killed hundreds, sent up to a third of the valley's 1.5 million people fleeing and ruined the tourist industry. The Bishop of Faisalabad, Joseph Kutz, spoke with Kelsey Brennan Wessels about the recent violence in the region, including the destruction of a Catholic school.
But up to recently, there's certainly been a lot of violence, and the militants are obviously very strong because, according to what I read in published reports in Pakistan, they've destroyed something like 180 schools and a number of policemen were captured and beheaded. Something like 1,500 people have been killed so far in what has been going on there recently. And the army, although has been taking action, and the army is deployed in quite some strength in this area, it's apparent that they have not been able to really control all these terrorist activities of the militants. They've also been setting on fire and destroying shops that sell music cassettes and films, and even a few barber shops have been attacked because they don't want men to be shaving their beards because, according to them, it's against Islam.
How has the violence affected the local Christian community?
There are not many Christians in the Swat Valley, but we did have a school, a Catholic school, run by the sisters, formerly the Presentation Sisters, and more recently the school was taken over by the Apostolic Carmelite Sisters. Now, this school was destroyed. The sisters had left, and it was sometime last year. They just blew up the school. It was a very nice school, and I'm told that only the compound wall has remained intact. They've just blown up the buildings.